The Lord be with you, dear family. I just received the Lord and am fighting drowsiness, fatigue, confusion, a mind being peppered with distracting thoughts, pulling my attention this way and that. And today's been a real struggle with nausea and fatigue and distractions. Jesus began, a breakthrough is coming. The things that you do in this state carry so much more merit than when you feel young and robust. Dedicating your time to working with the graces I have given you is so very commendable when you don't feel good, but do it anyway. This is one reason why I told you a breakthrough is coming. I have seen you laboring when you didn't feel up to it, and I do want to help you. You need healthier habits, beloved. Jesus, would you please arrange my appetite so I desire the right foods for better health? And he's done that before, and it really worked. He answered, we try, but you're not always paying attention or willing. Exercise is very important. If you are faithful to move about, go for walks, you'll see an overall improvement. This is the time of the year when things are bursting forth with life, and it's a joy to take in all the beauty that will greet you on your way. I said, Lord, what's on your heart? He said, the long haul and equipping all of you with the graces to succeed in your missions. I told you that the rapture would be a surprise, even for me. So keep working and being faithful to what has been given you. We can get a lot done in a short amount of time with my grace. I said, I need you so badly, Lord. I cannot do anything worthwhile on my own. You are my everything. Please forgive me for being a butterfly at times. He continued, we're working on that, and I've been giving you many redirects, and you have been listening. I'll be doing something, you know. I'll feel him nudge me. You need to be doing something else right now. And I do stop most of the time. I've been giving you many redirects and you have been listening. I know your heart and I am so very committed to helping you past your faults and shortcomings. My people, I want you to know that tomorrow does not have to be just like yesterday when you fell short. I want you to expect more grace and assistance from me. I mean that sincerely. Down in your hearts, when you ponder your failures of the past and weaknesses of the present, I want you to lean on me in a very big way, with the expectations that this time you will succeed. Do not let failures of the past dictate your future. Everything you have experienced up until now has been designed as your learning curve. Nothing in your lives is a true failure. It's just the next step in learning. It prepares you to succeed. Now the enemy will try to convince you that you are a failure. That's a lie. The fact that you love and serve me and want to do better makes them furious. So they try to convince you that there's no hope. Their agenda is burn you out and make you abandon the graces I have sown in your life. The name of the game is attrition. I looked the word up for a more accurate definition. Attrition, the action or process of gradually reducing the strength or effectiveness of someone or something through sustained attack or pressure. This is what my entire body has been under. Thus the weariness and questioning if you really can live this life using the graces I've given you. The fatigue is used to cloud your mind and very slowly erode your incentive. Incentive, a thing that motivates or encourages one to do something. In other words, you desire to serve me, but the forces pushing against you, the burdens in your environment, whether they be complications sent by the enemy or unavoidable circumstances, these things working against you make you so tired you begin to give up, thinking the work ahead is impossible. And that's what we talked about before, you know, with you, Mike, that happened. There were so many obstacles. And for me, sometimes it's my program. There's so many obstacles to get through before I can do anything. And little brother, you had the same problem. But we don't realize it, but those are actually works of mercy because we're doing them under obedience. And it's a work that we have to do in order to obey, to do, you know, the end result. And that releases graces. It's a fast offering. And the harder it is, the greater the fast offering it is, the more graces. The Lord continued, "And to tell you the truth, from my vantage point, the work is impossible, Claire. It truly is beyond your capability. But that's when I step in with my grace. When you receive communion, you are to look at those empty places in your body and soul and receive my fullness to make up for your lack. When you go into worship, you bring heaven to earth and you drink in the atmosphere of heaven, which is full of joy and encouragement. That is why communing with you in this way is so important. And yes, through songs, I dwell with you and speak to your heart, especially when you put your song list on random shuffle. Pray over your device when you do that, intentionally asking me to choose the songs. I am well aware of your feelings and thoughts, beloved, and I address them directly through the songs I choose. You have only to believe, and with your whole heart, and receive those messages embedded in the lyrics in order to absorb the grace to move forward. Your faith empowers you because it draws upon my goodness and provision for your every need. I know fully ahead of time what the enemy is planning to snag you with, and I also warn you with the lyrics. I make use of everyone and everything in your environment to empower you. This is one reason why the devil hates community so much, especially a loving community. It is written, I saw this vanity under the sun, those all alone with no companion, with neither child nor sibling, with no end to all their toil. Two are better than one. If one falls, the other will help the fallen one. But woe to the solitary person. If that one should fall, there is no one to help. Where one alone may be overcome, two together can resist. A three-ply cord is not easily broken. That's Ecclesiastes 4. All of you have something beautiful to contribute, and working together, you are enriched, comforted, and stabilized. The enemy wants to divide you, separate your gifts and the sacrament of your presence from one another. But in your humility and obedience to my call, you are stronger than his temptations. My beloved ones, love one another and do not skimp on dwelling prayer or worship or quiet contemplation of my word. All these things make you strong and fruitful. You have no idea how fruitful you have been on this channel, but in heaven you will see and understand why such difficult trials were allowed to test your faith and try your patience. You have grown so much more than you would have if you'd been living a solitary life. Lord, I am forever grateful for the souls you have brought into my life. I never imagined a community life could be so sweet. I thought it would clip my wings and restrict me, but now I see how much I have grown in the company of souls with the same desire to serve you, and I'm deeply fulfilled by each beautiful one. Jesus continued, because you obeyed and sacrificed, I was able to do this. And there are many more yet to come, as the ones who have grown up and been equipped now go out to their own missions I am calling them to. Continue in unconditional love and obedience, my dear ones, and you shall have much joy, bearing much fruit. Remember, I am here by your side to equip you when you fall short or feel too weak. Reach out to me. Lean on me. Let me carry you the rest of the way. That was the end of his message, but it's interesting because I pulled this rhema, came up when I went on the internet. Loving trust means for our contemplative life an absolute, unconditional, and unwavering confidence in God, our loving Father, even when everything seems to be a total failure. To look to Him alone as our help and protector. To stop doubting and being discouraged. Casting all our worries and cares on the Lord and walking in total freedom. To be daring and absolutely fearless of any obstacle. Knowing that nothing is impossible with God. And total reliance on our Heavenly Father with His spontaneous abandonment of little children. Totally convinced of our utter nothingness, but trusting to the point of rashness with courageous confidence in His fatherly goodness. And that came from St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta. This message was given a few days ago, and I'm just now getting around to editing it. And I wanted to highlight a few points. Most importantly, when we are fatigued and waiting for important events to happen, we can grow weary in exercising our faith. It has been a long wait for Americans over the election fraud that the mainstream media has been so good at covering up and denying. But those of us who desire truth have gone deeper. We know that President Trump is a man of his word, and he did not give up a lucrative and peaceful life, even with numerous assassination attempts, which he knew beforehand would come. He didn't give up his comfortable life just to pull out when the enemy thinks he has the upper hand and America is crumbling. Beloved family, this man has been working hard behind the scenes with the military. This whole election event was anticipated to be exactly what it was. The military had all the ballots watermarked and open to satellite tracking. They knew where every single official and legitimate ballot went. They even have photos of the workers who dumped them in the dumpster. This was a gigantic sting operation that had been thought out for decades. Since the assassination of President Kennedy, people are beginning to wake up. The polls indicate 51% of Americans believe the election was rigged. Very soon, when President Trump and the military commanders feel that it is safe for American people to get the whole story, it will be laid out for us. And the lying traitors in the media that have been paid by the Communist Chinese Party will be tried for treason, for which there is only one sentence. But there are many safety precautions that must be taken to reduce collateral damage to we the people and those who are still asleep. And President Trump loves us and loves this nation enough to be sure he does the safest possible exposure to the truth for those who still don't believe. So please know that your confidence in Him will not be disappointed. Right now, in this very moment, the Lord is releasing new anointings and empowerments to His weary ones to restore our vision, strength, and enthusiasm so we can carry on with our missions. So take this message very seriously. Reach out to Jesus for the new spiritual gifts He is imparting. In your own personal lives, you have faced monumental opposition from the Satanists around the world. You have fought long and hard in prayer and fasting. This is a new day. Do not let the failures of your past dictate your future. Tomorrow does not have to be like yesterday. If only you will reach up to heaven with hearts and hands fully open to receive the restoration and re-equipping the Lord has for you. The Lord bless you, my dear ones, and thank you for your faithful support of this channel.